There's not much out here in the Negev Desert, except for the occasional sandstorm and scrub brush. So if you want to grow something out in the desert, you need water. And that's a hard thing to find in a country that doesn't have much of it. Just ask Moses Zohar.
When you have water, you have life. You don't have water, you don't have life here.
Zohar is a farmer in the Negev Desert. He remembers the day he and his family stood on this barren land. Zohar says his knees were shaking.
He stood here and said, there's nothing here. What am I going to do? How am I going to do it?
He didn't
have income. He had his kids. He had just left his job and he had to start everything anew.
Now, 10 years later, Zohar has a small vineyard, an olive grove, and dozens of pomegranate trees. He says the secret lies in huge underground aquifers. There's a catch, though. The water is too salty to drink. But it turns out, pomegranates and olives don't mind the brackish water. Zohar Nizri is a student at Ben-Gurion University who helps farmers select and grow crops that can handle saline water.
It depends on the tree itself. It has a system that can take out the salt from the water. Not all of them can do this.
Right now, he explains, scientists are testing different kinds of pomegranates on Zohar's land.
For example, this tree will have very red fruits. This one will have soft seeds. And what we try to do is see what is the best variety for Israel and the best variety for Europe.
In other words, they're trying to find pomegranates and olives that can be exported to European markets without using water people would normally use to drink. But even these crops can only be grown here for a while. Eventually, the brackish water will put so much salt in the ground, nothing will grow. Ilan Adar leads the Zuckerberg Institute for Water Research. It's in the Negev Desert.
The population will increase. So we shall need more water for domestic use, for agriculture, for food production. And definitely it will have to come from new non-conventional resources.
One of those resources is saltwater seas. In the mid-1950s, when the country was designing a national water network to tap into the Sea of Galilee, scientists were also building the first desalination lab to take salty water and turn it into drinking water.
So now when the Sea of Galilee is deprived from surplus of water, we are ready with desalination. And what we are doing now is the same. We are not, we are happy with the results and we keep developing new technology for the next generation of producing new water.
Adar says Israel must also learn to treat and desalinate sewage water that can be used to irrigate crops. Water experts in the U.S. say we can learn from Israel and how that country deals with water scarcity. America's era of using fresh water from underground aquifers and diverted rivers won't last forever. Researchers say we need to learn to conserve water better and, like the Israelis, plan for the day when the current supplies are sucked dry. For the Environment Report, I'm Sadie Babbitts.